You like to rock, they like to ramble. Wanna do it together? This is Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Up Close. I almost said it wrong. Up Close and On Fire with Lucia and Glyn. I'm your host, Lucia. Coming to you live from the Glenn D. Murphy CPA Studios. Sorry, I got a really bad rotten cold today. So we are testing something brand new here. We've got probably a little bit of echo. I don't want to hear it. All right, I want to see if this works. So we're going to try to see if we can pull this off. We're going to play for you some music submit bands that have sent their music into us. And of course, if you are a band and you want to get heard and you want me to play your stuff, number one, tag your shit, okay? I get a lot of bands in here with a lot of music and they don't want to tag their shit. So it's kind of annoying. Second of all, those of you that are listening to us through the podcast, you can hear any of our episodes over at hearthis.at. And of course, those of you that are watching live video, this is all going to be interactive. This is just a test, so we're going to see how it works, because right now I've got my video camera sitting on top of the... Shut up, Randy. Video camera sitting on top of the speaker next to the microphone, so it's probably going to have a little bit of echo. So we're going to try this out. And if, Randy, you don't have anything nice to say, get the fuck off my show. Sorry, this video and music episode may be a little bit vulgar, so if you're not one for curse words, you know where to go. So, up first, we're going to play for you some music from a band from Hamilton, Canada. These guys, of course, don't want to post any of their stuff for me. They expect me to go to their website and find it all. So, of course, that's where I'm going to go. These guys have been around for quite some time. They're a rock music band, and they deliver one hell of an energetic stage show. Been around since 2016, featuring Kyle, Alex, Josh, Glenn, and Alexander. I'd really like to see these guys live. We're going to play for you one of their songs that they submitted to us. This is called EOS by Kill No Albatross. We'll be back.
She thinks every
guys are enjoying the show. And, of course, I'm hearing echo in my damn thing again. Looks like I have to go play with some more friggin' settings. What else is new? Never fails around here, you know? All right. Again, I apologize for my cold today. I'm trying to do this with a really bad cold, and I am just profusely failing. I tried to do this podcast where the podcast would go on Facebook Live video, and that didn't work either. But the fact that I'm getting a really solid echo right now is really ticking me off even more. So, of course, I have to play with settings again, which is really going to tick me off. So this past week, Kick-Ass and I, and of course we're still going to be known as Spitfire and Kick-Ass, but we're trying to go by our professional names, Lucia and Glenn, of course. There he goes running for the bathroom. We went to see Judas Priest, Black Star Riders, and Saxon on the 13th. They kicked off their world tour down at the Wells Fargo Arena, and Black Star Riders was good. Still have to get used to their music. Glad to see Chad Salikas drumming again. Saxon I did not care for one bit. Nope. Did not care for it one bit. I really was there just to see Chad on drums again. But Judas Priest killed it. Absolutely killed it. I love the new album. There's never a dull moment with Priest. Ever. So yesterday, Kick-Ass and I got invited to go see Blake Shelton with Carly... What was her last name there, Kick-Ass? Carly... something, I don't know, and Trace Adkins. So we got down there yesterday, and we missed Carly's entire set, which I'm sure we didn't miss much. And then Blake Shelton came on stage, delivered as I could not imagine. It was Kick-Ass's first concert, believe it or not. The man is 41 years old, selling out shows, and he's a judge on The Voice. I want to know what he's doing. I really want to know what he's doing. But then, out of the blue, here comes Trace Adkins, gets on the show for 3 or 4 songs, and he was just no more. He, like, disappeared. So, that guy's 56 years old, and he looks pretty damn well for 56. So, whatever they're doing, I want part of the pie. That being said, up next, we got a band coming your way. No, this is not right. Band coming your way from Victoria, Canada. These guys are a high voltage rock band and inspiring their style. Over time, they've been compared to the likes of Nirvana, Mastodon, and Alice in Chains. We're going to play for you, Get My Fill.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com, radio promotion for indie musicians.
Bowls half empty.
Berlin. Be sure to check out the website, onewaytofun.com, for where to go, what to do, and what to eat in all Northeast PA. We have an app in progress for the phone, and you can get your push notifications and more. All you have to do is just mark your favorite business or band as a favorite. All right, next band we're going to play for you. You guys are going to like these two, I believe. This next band coming up. Another one from Victoria. I can't stand this computer anymore. This next band is from Hertfordshire, England. They play grunge and metal. They take the sound out of bands such as Nirvana and Alice in Chains. And they pretty much sound like Machine Head and Lamb of God. This is Roadkill.
Well, Christmas is over. So is New Year's. So you know, it's time for that other joyous time of the year. Tax season. If you're looking for a firm that'll focus on your individual needs, please check out Glenn D. Murphy, Certified Public Accountant. They'll always treat you like a customer that matters. Our firm is large enough to offer a full range of professional services, but small enough to give you the individual attention you deserve. If you need help with IRS representation, management and advisory services, business consulting, estate and trust tax preparation, financial analysis, financial statements, whatever problem you have, bring it to Glenn D. Murphy. Problem solved. Please find us on the web at www.gdmcpa.com or give us a call at 570-969-0850. That's Glenn D. Murphy, Certified Public Accountant, 570-969-0850.
On fire with Lucia and Glenn. Hope you guys are enjoying the show just far. It's sad to see that it's almost over. Next, we're going to play a band for you Why does it do this? Why? Play a band for you from Los Angeles, USA, California. Member of ASCAP. I wish these bands would pay attention and tag their shit because every time I load these stuff in the player, nothing ever comes over tagged, but one of the new artists in rock, and they've got a new metal album out called War in Heaven, and it just came out on the 1st, so if you like Megadeth and Dio, these guys are for you. This is Henry Metal with War in Heaven.
Northeast PA's premier auto detailing service, where we pride ourselves in providing a high level of service and value to our customers. Over 13 years of auto detailing experience, you can be assured your automobile will always be cared for properly. Check us out on the web. We're in Scranton, PA at www.ricochetsrapiddetail.net.
To put his pride again.
That was a little bit of Henry Metal War in Heaven right here on Up Close and on Fire with Lucia and Glenn. You know, a very interesting topic has been brewing during the podcast today. And I'm not sure if a lot of you know, but I kind of do Uber and Lyft on the side. And one of my co-hosts, or not co-hosts, but one of my drivers, got dinged an entire point on Uber because they're saying about air conditioner, enough legroom, and some professionalism. And I don't get how these people are getting away with these professionalism on our drivers. You know, as a 1099 contractor, first of all, when you sign up for Uber, when you sign up for Lyft, or Lyft, whatever it's called, first of all, we're risking our lives, getting on that road, getting you to where you need to be, because you, Mr. Uber or Lyft person, doesn't have the ability to get a car of your own. So you're asking us to do it for you. Number one, we're taking toll on our car, which is wear and tear. We're also taking toll with the gas and the mileage on the car. So it seems to me that a lot of the reviews that are coming in tend to be, shall we say, warriorish again, just like the almighty social media when it comes to the dreaded word that everybody wants to hear about is politics, which is why I don't bother. Now, I haven't been driving for them very long, but one of the things that I know is when they get in the car with me, I'm very personable from the beginning to the end. I try to, you know, bring up a conversation about how I've learned to drum up a conversation with people. Some people don't want to talk. Don't egg them on. Some people want to be chitty chitty bang bang. Just carry along. But, you know, when it comes to wanting air conditioning on and more leg room, please give me a break. First of all, I think the biggest problem with Uber and Lyft is they don't know what kind of vehicle is coming for them. So, honestly, I think the drivers need to have some more respect, and the drivers should just take what they get at face value. That being said, we've saved the favorite best band for last. I've featured these guys before. They're from the Ukraine. They're a dark, angry, evil metal band. It never felt so good. If you're a Rammstein fan, you'll like these guys. They're a member of BMI. This is Whispered Lies by Bob Kulaka.
Glenn Murphy Photography, located at 711 Davis Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania, providing you quality pictures at affordable prices. Coming soon to a music scene near you.
That's the end of this episode.
No, that is not the end of this episode. I don't know what happened there. Why my track doesn't want to play. Let's try this again, people. My word.
That's the end of this episode of Rock.
Okay, this is not the end of the episode. Guys in Babalaka, I don't know why I can't play your music. This is the problem that I get when you guys send your stuff through and you don't tag it. I'm going to try it one more time. I don't mean to call you guys out, but all I did was I tried to tag your song so that I could get it on the show today. So we're going to try this one more time, and if I can't get this track to play, the song is not getting on the air, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Lucia and Glenn. I hope you guys all enjoyed the show today. You can hear us every Sunday on hearthis.at. Of course, we will try to put a video version together as well for YouTube. Be sure to find us on Facebook under Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. We also post our travel blog. We are just on the move when it comes to travel and music worldwide. So if you're an artist who wants to be on our show, easiest way to submit your music to us is through musicsubmit.com/public.artist.signup? EX submission equal to 41039. You'll be able to submit to us for free. You can make your artist account, upload your song, and you can submit free. Hit the submit free button right from your campaign page. Of course, if you have any questions, be sure to reach out to them also. And some of the latest posts that you can see on musicsubmit.com, they talk about should you be paying venues or booking agents to listen to your music. I say no. Should radio stations accept a listen fee from bands to stream music for airplay? I say no. How much does it really cost to make a record? Ooh, I couldn't answer you there. Oh, these guys are on Tumblr. This is pretty cool. I don't have a Tumblr account. And how do you go about getting your music on air over at college radio? Well, that's simple. Just Google the colleges in your area. Look for the student department. And voila, you go from there. Now, of course, not everybody's going to be the same. And the other thing that they talk about, too, is about you should be touring. Let me tell you what, it's very hard for independent artists to tour because I currently work with a musician by the name of RJ Scouten. And a lot of people don't want to open up their ears and listen to the original music that these musicians have to offer. So, word of advice, do your homework and you should be successful any which way you go. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. I'm Lucia. Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. We'll see you next time.
That's the end of this episode of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. If you liked what you heard, come and find us on Facebook at Lucia and Glenn. We're also at www.luciaandglenn.com. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Please do that. So until the next episode, we're out of here. We're out of here. We're out of here.